Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Oh, oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
That's it, there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. Break every chain, break every chain.
bless you, brothers and sisters, this morning. I thank God for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, this is the time and the season where you need to begin to prophesize over your life, prophesize over your family, prophesize over your children, to break every generation curse, break every chain, break everything that is trying to bind them up and keep them for a selling into their place of destiny. My God Almighty, let's break it up in the name of Jesus, because you are more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And I'm telling you right now, the skies is the limit. And only you could stop you. Amen. Only you could stop you all over the world right now. My God Almighty, we just give thanks and we give honor to God. We pray for our brothers and sisters over there in Mexico. Amen. How an earthquake don't shook them, my God Almighty, and they still counting the number of different ones don't pass away. We make sure we pray for our brothers and sisters, and also send an announce over there in the islands. Amen. How even another hurricane over there bearing down on them in the island. So we keep our brothers and sisters, and we keep everyone up in prayer. Thanks to God, most of all, we're going to obey God's word, as God has been speaking and telling us different things. And let me tell you something, that just ain't for EDM. That is for the world. That is for the body. That is a corporate word. When the prophets show up and begin to speak into the atmosphere, that is a corporate word. Saints of God, we said it once before, you know, don't be ones by the sideline and say, well, start taking things for granted. You know, it look like, well, ain't nothing happened here. Well, it don't look like nothing going to happen here. And you start lowering your guards. Don't be like that. Amen. Amen. You want to stay prepared all the time. You want to be alert all the time. The Bible even said, watch well as pray. Let's become watchers of the Spirit. Amen. Let's stop trying to watch each other. Who got an issue? Who is that? Girl, you better watch that one. You know, that one, they're going to try to put something on you. Well, baby, your anointing should be more powerful than what she's trying to put on you. And if they do try to put something on you, that anointing get off of you, might come off of you, get on them. They have an opportunity to be delivered. So we ain't going to worry about that. We're going to watch well as pray. The different things going on in the spirit, in the atmosphere, so we can make sure we stay in a direct alignment and attunement with God. My God Almighty, God is raising up an army. I got a question. Are you going to be the one that is going to be in that army? God could be able to trust you in that army. Saints of God, is just a pleasure for our brothers and sisters that is listening to us right now. We thank God for our brothers and sisters in Norway, Australia, United Kingdom, France. We thank God for our brothers and sisters, my God Almighty, over there in California, Nevada, Michigan, my God, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, New York, Tennessee, and also right there in South Carolina. And I think my brothers and sisters right here in our very own state of Georgia, Ohio, we send a shout out to you as well. We love you. We thank God for each and every one of you. And I do not count that lightly. And I know that the ADM family do not count it. Take it for granted as well as you come and getting up and communing with us in the morning. You saying and you making a statement that I take my spiritual walk. I take God for real. And some of you making a statement say, listen, I want to be that better son, that better daughter that I was on yesterday or the day before yesterday. I'm going to constantly keep striving, my God, towards the mark of the high calling. Saints of God, I'm going to go ahead and bring in our very own mother, my God, our very own Mother Jackson, to get ready to intercede and pray with us. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just going into a high time with God. My God, I've been spending some time with him. He's been sharing me with some things, man. You know, and it's just also a blessing when the boss, my God, the CEO, the CO, when the boss come in and begin to put some things in place in alignment, it really opened you up. Saints of God, it's just a blessing and an honor. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and bring in our very own Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor Thomas, this morning.
Amen, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I have to give my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, the honor who's ahead of my life, the Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Mother Helen, that's everyone in the AMD ministry. If I missed anyone, forgive me this morning. But I just praise God in spite of all. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, God. Humbless, we know how, God. Just thanking you for another day, God. Thank you for life, health, and strength, God. We realize, God, life is beautiful. As long as we have you, God, it is wonderful. So, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for breathing on us this morning, giving us another opportunity, God, to get it right, God. Another opportunity, God. Dead safe. Thank you, Jesus. A little more shake. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for every activity of our limbs on our bodies, God, is working fine. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing. A little more shake, God. We thank you for being our mind regulator, God. We thank you for keeping your hand upon our heads, God. God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you how you don't shield and protect our homes, God. Without any hurt, harm, or danger came upon us, God, as we were asleep, God. No one in kicking our door, God. So we thank you for being our safety in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, that you created us all, God. And everything that you created was good. So we thank you just for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you have put in us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Where hatred was, God, on the Moshe, God. You begin to break down the boundaries of hatred, God, and begin to put your love into our hearts, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your salvation, God. We thank you for filling the Moshe with the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for continuing to order our footsteps, God, in the way we need to go. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for saving other souls that's right now. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for delivering them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We depend on you, God. We leaning on you, God, like never before, God. We are more hungry than we ever been hungry, God. Oh, for your love, for everything that you desire for us to be in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for continuing for letting us push, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you even for our trials, God, because it only makes us strong, God. Let us continue to push, go through like never before. No matter what the circumstance it is, come to the Moshe this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Because we know, God, how to the Moshe. You're bigger than our circumstances, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for being that healer for us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord of Moshe, God. Oh, God, we thank you for our loved ones, God. We thank you for what you're doing in their life, God. We're thanking you, God, for bringing them out of darkness into the light. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for healing their bodies, for saving them. Hallelujah. For breaking every chain in their life, God. Pulling down every stronghold in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, that we have true leaders in the world, God. Like never before, God. Hey, God, we thank you for them that's crying out, God. Like never before, hallelujah. God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God. Continue to honor their footsteps, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God. Continue to give them trouble and mercy to and for, like never before, God. We lift up every husband, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to rise them up, God, to let them be leaders and head of the household, God, in a spiritual way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them continue to cry out, God. Let them both shake, God. Some praying man that will prevail like never before, God. That loves you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we cry out this morning, God. Save these young men, God, to be the man that you will have them to be, God. Raise them up, God, in the God. Wash them in your blood, God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, God. Where they can speak, God, your word. Where they can honor the code of their conduct. So they can honor, you can honor their footsteps, God. The way that they need to go, God. Raise men up in these last and evil days, God. To let them know they don't have to be who they are, but you, God, but be what God wants them to be, God. Raise them up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't let them be so easily to give up, God. Let them take a stand in you, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning for your mercy, God, and your grace, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you this morning, God. How you just continue to let us cry out, God. Continue to let us love on you, God. Oh, God, we ask you this morning, God, let your perfect will be done. Not our will, Lord, but your perfect will be done, God. Continue to let us be humble and meek, God. Continue to let us be honest in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you forgive us, God, for any sin that we have committed, God. The one that we know of and the one that we don't know of. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We'll give you all the glory, God, because all that we do to you, God, no matter what it looks like, you'll still get the glory. No matter what we go through, you'll still get the glory, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to hold us, God. Continue to rise us up, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us be, God. Let us be, that woman of God, God, that speak powerful words in you, God. Oh, God, let us stand still and see your salvation move in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Teach us, God, how to pray and what to say, God. Teach us how to read, God, your word, and the Holy Ghost, God, everything, let us do it in you, God. Let it be real, God. Make us real in you, God. I come to the Moshe, God, this morning. I give you all the glory, God. Then the Moshe, God. We'll say yes to your perfect will, God. Let us say yes to your perfect will this morning, God. Let us begin to shake ourselves this morning, God. Oh, the Moshe, God. Let us begin to cry out to you, God. Let us call your name, Jesus, this morning. Oh, God, whatever the circumstances is, let us call your name, God. And I'm going to let you fix it. Yes, God, you have an ear to hear us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we only cry out to you. You're there, God. You are our best friend, God. You are a comforter, God. You are a lover of the Moshe, God. You are a husband, a wife, whatever we need you to be, God. Let us realize you're just that. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you're comforting us, God, even in the storm, God. Oh, we thank you this morning, God. We cry out to you, Lord, God. My soul say yes to you, My soul say yes to your will, God. We can't do nothing without you, God. But we realize we can do all things through you that strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. We can't even walk right, without you, God. We can't even speak right without you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We raise every first lady up out of the motion to you, God. Oh, God, continue to let her walk out of the motion beside her husband, God. Let her continue to cry out of the motion in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you shield her out of the motion in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to order her footsteps, God. Raise the mobile up because of the Roche, the way that you will have her to be. In the name of Jesus, out of the Roche, God, we thank you this morning, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, God, knows the Roche, God, that don't have a chapter over their head, God. We pray this morning for them, God. Make a way out of no way like you always have been, God. Be the shelter for them in the mighty name of Jesus. The food that you put on their table, God. Clothes on their back, shoes on their feet, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us to the Moshe, God. Put passion in us, God. That we can have passion on others, God. Like you have passion on us, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let us love on somebody. When we love on God, let them feel that genuine love out of Moshe that Jesus Christ has. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let them see the light that shines so far. Out in the Moshe, we will come to the Moshe. They will know how we are the Moshe. They'll know that we are children of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I cry out this morning, God. Have mercy upon us, God. Take over the wash under the Moshe this morning. Have your perfect way, God. Let your perfect will be done in our life. Out of the Moshe, God. Let your perfect will be done. No matter how the Moshe, God. Let the Moshe, the Moshe. In the name of Jesus this morning. Oh, Lord, don't let us look at the circumstances, but let us look at you in the circumstances, God. Rise and the Moshe up like never before. Hey, have your way this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this morning, God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name this morning, we pray. Hallelujah. Out of the Moshe, God. Thank you, Lord. Out of the Moshe. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My. What a thing of the Moshe, they. Put a new thing out of the Moshe. Out of the Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, this morning. Hey, God, out of the Moshe. Have your way, have your way. Thank you, Lord. Lord of Moshe, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise him, praise his name. He just had a little bit of emotion, but I give God the glory, and I still give God the praise. Amen. He is
Amen.
On the main line. Saints of God, it ain't no joke, you know, spiritual warfare. But one thing about it, you know, God is always in control. And I'm telling you right now, somebody this morning just need to go ahead and give God some praise this morning, because he is worthy to be praised. When the last time you took a minute, my God Almighty, and just go ahead and gave God a praise? Because at the end of the day, my God, ain't nobody mad but the devil. And I like for him to be that way, to be mad. But somebody, my God, this morning, you just need to take a minute, my God Almighty, and just go ahead and give God a praise this morning. Because at the end of the day, ain't nothing going down, my God Almighty,
but the enemy. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you just praise God right there where you are, because he is worthy to be praised. And I just got to give him a praise this morning and just tell God, thank you. When everything, let me tell you a key, my God Almighty. Let me tell you a key with warfare. Let me tell you with a key. My God, for some of you that is going through a little bit of warfare, some of you that is going through a little bit of fight, the best key is to go ahead and give God a praise. Praise is a weapon, my God, in the spirit. My God, regardless of what the enemy is doing, regardless of how the enemy want to attack, you go ahead and give God the praise. Because when praise is, my God, is the anybody this morning got a praise in their belly, got a praise in their spirit. Nevertheless, my God Almighty, you are not allowing the enemy, my God, to take you out. You are not allowing the enemy, my God Almighty, to turn things around. Greater is he that is in you and that is in me, that is in you, you and you, that is in the world. Some of you just need to go ahead and give God a praise. You know the enemy should have took you out a long time ago. You know things should have wiped you out a long time ago. You just go ahead and give God a praise. My God, I thank God for the heavens. I thank God for what he is doing. Because he stayed in the midst, my God, that's why you're still here. That's why you still got a praise. That's why you still got a worship. That's why you still got an intercession. That's why you still got, my God, is there anybody got a praise this morning? I just got to give God the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. Saints of God, I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, don't allow nothing to stop your praise. Don't allow nothing to stop you from saying thank you, Jesus, regardless of what it looks like. Don't allow nothing, my God Almighty, to stop you and just tell you, my God, to stop that praise that God put inside of you. Because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, you got to keep going. You got to keep pressing. You got to keep moving. You got to keep, my God, bobbing and weaving. And my God Almighty, if you got to slide, if you got to crawl, you got to keep going. I just got to give God the praise, and I give him the glory, because he is worthy to be praised. My God, listen, saints of God, listen, I want to take a few minutes this morning, and I just want to open up the lines, my God, and open up the lines for the saints of God, my God, and we want to open up the lines that anybody want to share a testimony that they have, my God. I want you to go ahead and press one, and you go ahead and press one, my God Almighty. We're going to open up the lines, and that way you can come in and share your testimony. So right now, then, God dawns on my heart to allow individuals just, hey, get back and allow individuals to share the goodness of what I've done for them in their life. And saints of God, my God Almighty, if you have, my God, or want to like to share something with the saints of God and with the peoples of God, please, I want you to go ahead and press one. My God, we love to hear testimony of what God done did and did in individuals' life. Amen. 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 So, amen. I give God the glory. We give God the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. So, my God Almighty, if you love to share anything, especially a testimony, amen, please go ahead and just press one. I want you to press and come on in, and we're just going to bless God, you know, amen. And as you press the one, you're getting geared up, amen. I want to share this with you, my God Almighty. I want to share this scripture with you, my God, because, my God, I want to give you a word of encouragement. Keep you going and keep you moving for today. Amen. And we just keep giving God the glory. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised. Listen, saints of God, in your Bibles, Galatians 6, the 6th chapter, my God, right there in the 6th chapter in the 7th verse. This is a very familiar scripture, especially in the body of Christ. For it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Watch this, the 8th verse says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh.
reap corruptions. Y'all hear me? But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life and everlasting. Amen. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap and we faint not. In due season we shall reap and we shall faint not. Saints of God, that is a very precise order in the spirit realm. You sow into the flesh, you shall reap from the flesh. You sow into the spirit, you shall reap in the spirit. Many of us, and some of us, my God, we're going through different things because of the things that we don't sow. Amen? And we're having a reaping season. And a lot of times in our reaping season, we get it twisted and we get it messed up and we get caught up into the church language where we call our reaping season attack of the enemy, attack of the adversary. But thanks to God, one thing I do know, my God Almighty, that as you keep moving and thrusting in God, my God Almighty, the enemy cannot do anything or mess with you. Why? Because you are up under the covering of the Almighty. He just don't have access like that to enter in, to enter out, to enter in, to enter out, to come mess with you or to come mess with something in your family just because he feels like it. Number one thing that we must have to understand that if the adversary comes to touch us, number one thing, you need to go ahead and troubleshoot and check your spirit and make sure, are you up under the covering of God or you step from up under the covering? Amen. Are you up under the covering or you step from up under the covering? And the next thing, my God, because of these things that we do and things that we say and things and how we act and different things like that, it calls us to begin to sow. My God, sowing is just not the part of in life that where individuals, especially, they describe it, especially in this church setting. They always use finances in a way of sowing. Baby, everything that you do, everything that you say to individual, you are sowing a seed. If it is, saying good morning, God bless you, how you doing, great day. If you sowing a seed of encouragement, or if you sowing seeds of bitterness, or you sowing seeds of my God Almighty, or just been overbearing with issues, if you sowing the seed of your own flesh in your own emotion, whatever you're doing, you are, my God, is sowing seeds, my God, in the atmosphere, my God. For the Bible said very precise, whatever a man soweth, a man shall also reap it, my God. Don't let no one be putting this foolishness in your head because you sowed this here, and God, no, baby, if you sow money, I want to reap money. If I sow love, I want to reap love. That is the divine order, my God, which God don't set things in place. It's not mix and matching round here. Amen. So I'm telling you right now today, saints of God, we're going to be getting ready to come back around to a spring season. And a spring season always a season to where things begin to come alive. New birth begin to happen. New blooms and new blossoms begin to take place. But it will never be anything be able to take place and blossom and bloom or give birth on your behalf if you have not sowed something. Saints of God, make sure you begin to sow in your everyday life. Sow love and you shall reap love. Sow peace and you shall reap peace. Sow happiness and you shall be able to reap happiness. And I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, when you begin to see that, you'll begin to see that you have a blessed time. The enemy is not that powerful as people don't put him. He don't have that kind of right as individuals don't gave him that kind of right. Because at the end of the day, whatever you sow, if all of us could sit down and just take a few minutes and just take a little seat, my God, and think about, my God, the things that we've done, not somebody else done, but the things that we've done as we was coming up or coming through the journey to where we are right now. You know some of us had a nasty attitude. You know some of us just were just a nasty, hateful individual. Tell somebody off and get back into the line and start intercessing, praying. After we finish interceding and praying, we get back up, tell them off again. You know, my God Almighty. So therefore, saints of God, we got to make sure that we're watching our kids.
character, and we watching, my God Almighty, who we are instead of trying to watch everybody else and who they are. And I'm telling you right now, when you do that, you're on your way, my God, to a blessed time, a blessed season, a blessed reaping, my God, with God. It doesn't matter if the adversary want to do this or want to do that. The Bible says I'm blessed going in, and y'all about to hear me up in here, my God, this morning. So I thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, I'm going to get ready to go to the phone calls, my God, and bless God. And I'm going to bring in our families and our brothers and sisters, my God. So if you want to be ones that come on, I want you to go ahead and press one. I just released that, you know, put that out there. I want you to begin to walk into your blessings. I want you to begin to walk into your miracles. I want you to begin to walk into the things of God that God has for you. Amen. And it's something that, as saints of God, that we must do, and we must have a participation in before we can begin to see the blessings of God. Listen, I'm going to get ready to go to the phone lines. I'm going to call out the last four digits of your phone. You should hear a beep that comes in to let you know we just opened up your lines. If you have your lines on mute, please get off of mute. Amen. We're going to call out your last four digits. If I don't get no answer in a certain amount of time frame, I'm going to move on. Amen. Let's go to the first caller. God bless you. Call you on the air. 1904, last four digits of your number.
God bless you. God bless you, Prophet and Mother that's on the line. Thank you.
Amen.
For allowing me to share not only my testimony, but, a prophetic word that the Lord just blessed me with in my life. And it came from, Prophet, it came from Genesis chapter 37, verse 5.
Yes.
And one of those prophetic points was, don't let hate halt your dreams. Don't let hate stop your dreams. Don't let hate put a halt to your dream, just like Joseph, they hated him without a cause. But he did never let hate stop his dreams. He didn't let hate pause his dreams. He didn't let hate halt his dream. And then there was the residual effect of hate, but it was empowerment for Joseph. I wanted to share that testimony with people that there is a residual effect from your haters, and that residual effect is that God anoints you to love even more. And while they hate you, God will empower you to help them, and it will baffle them as it did with Joseph's siblings. He still was being elevated in a position to help them while they were just delegated in a position to hate him. I want to just share that testimony so that no one would be succumbed by hate. And then probably the last word to share was, hate seemed to be hovering over Joseph in that atmosphere where he could have been, from Potiphar's wife to the prison gate. It looked like hate seemed to have power to put him in a place where he would have never imagined himself to be. But in all that, with hate hovering over him like a drone hovers over a land, hate could not hinder him, and hate could not triumph over him. Prophet, thank you for letting me share those prophetic PowerPoints that whatever is hovering over you when you're in an adverse atmosphere, it cannot triumph over you. When you are anointed with a mantle from God that's inside, because look, everything that Joseph was dealing with was coming from the outside of what God had destined him to be, Prophet. I want to thank you for letting me share that testimony. May God bless you. And Mother, I was just blessed by your prayers when I was awakened this morning in the Lord. And there's a time when the prophetic and prophetess as well, we need to receive this morning. God bless you, Prophet.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. And listen, saints of God, she said something very powerful, you know, and if you had your highlighter, you should highlight this in the spirit. It's that residual effect. It's that residual effect, you know. And thanks to God, I talk about that a lot, dealing with the residual. I want the residual blessings of God. I just don't want the trickle. I want the residual. Residual is just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. Either way it goes, is something going to be in your life that is residual? My God Almighty, are you going to want the blessings of the Lord in your life residual, or you want, my God Almighty, different things that is not of God, my God, to be residual. Amen. Let's begin to use what anything that the enemy meant for bad, God going to turn around for good. That must happen in a man of God's case, my God. And my God, what the enemy meant for bad and what they thought is not going to happen, my God, it rained. So always remember this: when God tell you something and God show you something about you, baby, you better stand on it and believe it. And regardless of whatever the process be, that's just the journey to get you where you need to go. My God, I just bless God for what he is doing and what he is saying, because he is worthy to be praised. Listen, thanks to God in it. My God, if we have another one, my God, if not, we're going to get ready. I'm going to turn, get ready to open up the line to our very own Pastor Cliff. I know he always have some nuggets and stuff that he like to share, and I make sure to bring him on in, my God Almighty, because I thank God for each and every one of you saints of God. In order to be a better Christian or a better individual, we have to begin to be better sons and daughters. Amen? And I'm talking about sons and daughters with the character of the Father, of our parents. Amen? Let's not walk out of character to where our parents doesn't recognize us, because a lot of times our children just go to school, our children go out and play, and we take a glimpse, peep, or somebody show us a recording, or they come and tell us about our child. Amen. We begin to listen, and we're like, wait a minute, that don't sound like John. That don't sound like Tony. That ain't none of his character. But it'll blow your mind once you see evidence and proof that what you have here at home is not what it is outside. And the many of us, we begin to wear that mask like it's so comfortable. My God, as church people and church family, my God, we'll try to be one way in home, my God, with the Father, but we're totally a different individual outside of home, my God Almighty. So let's make sure we are individual, walking in character. And understand, those that is seasoned, those that is in a place, my God, we cannot look down upon people. We got to look, regardless of where they at, we got to understand that, listen, I didn't have together all my life. My God, you got to understand that you did not have it together all your life. So therefore, it ain't my place to talk about you or you or you or you. It's my place to pray for you. Pray for whatever weakness that God revealed. If it is gossip, if it is manipulation, if it is lying, if it is being deceitful, if it is, long as you got a brother and sister, keep coming to the altar. It's just a moment of time. My God, let me get off of this thing. It's just a moment in time before God do the complete work in he or her. Remember, my God Almighty, you wasn't a totally package that came across anyway. So let's not begin to put envy and different things in our heart. I don't know why I'm saying this right here, right now, but let's not begin to put things in our heart because you don't got to a place to where you don't have to worry about these little issues no more than your neighbor, or my God, you see your neighbor, your friend, or your church co-worker, your church partner, or somebody have not got to that place yet, but yet we want to turn, I know, no baby, you just pray for, and we're going to continue to work for he or her. Y'all hear me? We're going to continue, because if you begin to sow hate, you shall begin to reap hate. If you sow compassion and love, you'll begin to reap compassion and love. Some of us, we just get to a place like, ooh, child, you know what? I can't get around that. I can't get around that no more, and all that. What if somebody said the same thing to you when you was in your mess, stinking and drunken and drugged up, you know, filthy mouth, back body lying on and all this kind of, what if somebody said that to you, say, ooh, I can't get by that one. That one, they're just full of mess. You probably be still stuck up in your mess because God don't suck somebody. Love you for who you are.
did not judge you, did not, by God, cast an eye upon you, an eye of judgment or condemnation. You was able to go ahead and come into a place with God and say, God, I got issues, I got messed up. Help me, God, to get myself together. And over a time period, it didn't happen overnight. And somebody said it happened overnight. They lying to you. And some of us, we still in that process. Over a time period, we begin to see God work and begin to pull things out of you, begin to see God work and begin to deliver you from certain things, begin to see God work, begin to groom you, begin to redress you, begin to, my God Almighty. So let's make sure and understand that, listen, my God, the way to the key to that compassion is the key to understand that, baby, I wasn't where I'm at right here all my life. My God, I understand where you're coming from. I understand who you are. Let's not toot up nose and say, ooh, child, that's the joker right there. Mm-mm, don't go and talk to that one there. Don't go and say nothing with that one there. Baby, you are sowing a double-minded spirit. You are sowing, my God Almighty, a spirit of gossip. You are sowing things that is not of God. Amen. We have to pray for some things, and we got to use wisdom when we begin to talk about different things. Amen. We got to begin to use wisdom because the very thing, watch this. Now, if somebody comes, check this out. I want y'all to look at this. I'm going to bring in our pastor. He's going to close it up. He's going to get ready to close it in. But I want y'all to check. I want y'all to look at this. I'm going to help you. Because this is my vein of dealing with deliverance of the money. Watch this. I want to show you something. If I'm an individual that came into the body of Christ, if I'm an individual that came to God, and I don't been lied on, I don't dealt with a lot of gossip, I don't dealt with a lot of persecution, I don't dealt with a lot of undermined people. Y'all hear me? Undermined people. Somebody been came to me and said, you better watch that. Now I'm just coming here. I'm trying to get away from all that. Now I got somebody just come and say, you think you're doing good. You're doing more damage than you're doing good. Some things you got to take a step back and begin to pray other than opening up your mouth, because what you think you are protecting, you are really hurting. And what you think you are protecting or trying to keep from for they won't be hurt, you really doing more damage. So instead of you helping to shut a door in prayer, you basically, for unwisely, you open a door for an individual to, instead of being delivered, they're going to be having alerts up, then they'll be watching you. Because one thing about that I learned, you got to watch the messenger other than, you got to watch the person that bringing the message to you other than the individual, my God Almighty. Y'all hear me? So we got to make sure we wise servants and we wise individual in the spirit and we begin to do. And the best weapon is prayer. Pray for the individual. Pray that God begin to show he or her and give them wisdom how to act or how to react different things. Because at the end of the day, the saints of God are hurting. And when we go and try to do this, baby, you're really being messy where you think you've been doing some good. No, you ain't doing good. You're really being messy. Amen. Same thing on our co-worker's job. Amen. Don't get around your co-child, because you better believe the same, the way you sold that is somebody sowing the same way. Child, you better not talk to that one. You better get away from that one. That one, that ain't no good for you, girl. That one, I'm telling you right now, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Amen. Same thing, you don't show somebody saying the same thing about you, girl. You better get away from that one there. That one there, that one there, gossip about everybody else. That one was over you. Just sit there and listen. Sit there and listen. You better watch that one. Amen. So let's stop being messy and sowing this stuff, and let's begin to receive the love of God and begin to sow compassion for our brothers and sisters, because I'm glad that your brothers and sisters keep going in God's face or keep coming to church, because that is the hospital. That is where all that, my God, is supposed to take place, and God can help an individual. Amen. Give a diagnosis, and let's begin to attack the diagnosis. Listen, let's go ahead and bring in our own Pastor Smith. I know he's ready and got a nugget and want to share different things. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you. Good morning, Prophet.
Amen.
And good morning, amen, to the ADM family. Amen. Praise God. Giving honor to Christ who's ahead of my life. Amen. And to honor to where all honor is due. God bless y'all this morning. Amen. I was just listening in. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, our pastor is just so passionate and so powerful, amen. But, you know, I thought about this right here. In the military, we used to pull what we call PMCS, And that's an acronym that stands for Preventive Maintenance Checks and Services. Amen. Where you would do it, amen, weekly, quarterly, or such have you. Amen. But I thought about this morning for the saints of God. Amen. We can't do things on a weekly or quarterly basis. Amen. In serving God. Praise God. We have to be daily in our pursuit. Amen. Yes. Of our relationship with the Lord. Amen. We're living in the last and evil days. We're living in some bad times. Just look at the atmosphere. It is stirred. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
And the signs are there. And the word of God tells us that these things are going to happen. Wars and the rumors of wars. Amen. Praise God. So we as saints, praise God, we must pray. Amen. And we must watch. Amen. Praise God. For therefore, when we don't pray and we don't watch, amen, the enemy will come upon us. You know, we've been talking so much, amen, praise God, over the last several weeks and months about putting your armor on and keeping it on and keeping it adjusted. Amen. Praise God. Because the enemy comes in. Any little crack that he sees, amen. Praise God. Now, he'll go away for a moment, but then he'll come back. Amen. Praise God. And he's seeking, like he says in the word, he's seeking who he may devour. Amen. Praise God. So we can't let the enemy seek and devour us. Amen. You know, praise God. When we're saved and then we're filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives us discernment. Amen. Praise God. And some of these very things that, amen, the prophet was talking about, amen, praise God, just now. Amen. We have that discernment where we are, who we're around. Amen. Praise God. We know we're not supposed to be there, but yet and still, or we'll hang around. Oh, that's my friend. You know, that's my best pal. That's my buddy. Amen.
Yeah.
When Jesus was on the cross and he looked down, he said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Amen. Amen. Okay, yeah. When you look around and you say, who is my friend? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Amen. Praise God. Then it has to be, amen, it has to be the saints of God. Amen.
Amen.
If they're on the path, amen, and they're in alignment, and they're in position, amen, praise God, and serving God, amen, that's my friend. Amen. Anybody else and anything else, I got to pray for them to come on in, that the truth will be revealed to them, that they will see the light. Amen. Praise God. But just like the Holy Spirit, we can't force nothing on anybody. Praise
Amen.
God. The only thing that we can do, praise God, is give them a suggestion or give them the word. Number
Amen.
One, give them the word. Amen.
Amen.
Because if anything else that's going to last, the word is going to last. Amen. So all that you do, amen, continue to pull those preventive maintenance checks and services on a daily basis.
Amen.
I'll be the first one to say, I know that I have, amen.
Amen.
I know that I have to pull them. I don't know it all. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And when I know I don't know it all, then I know I need to seek God's face and I need to press in.
Amen.
Amen. We heard the little acronym about push. Pray until something happens.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You take your alt and you know you leave it at the altar. Amen. Praise God. God is the only one, amen, praise God, that can make it right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Any other way that we try to come through with that is not going to work.
That's
amen.
Right.
But through, amen, the word of God. Amen. So obey those that have the rule over you in the spiritual realm. Amen.
Amen.
Your pastor, your prophet. Amen. The mothers of the church, the first ladies of the church, amen, that's looking out for your spiritual well-being. Praise God.
Amen.
Remember, we're living in the last and evil days. And all these things that are going on, amen, praise God, it's been said in the word.
Amen.
Pay attention to the word. Amen. Understand the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And when you do that, praise God, God will bless you tremendously. Amen. But it's not just for you, it's for other people that God's going to bring across your path for you to help lead them to the light. Praise God. Well, God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Back into the hands of our prophet and our pastor, Spencer.
Amen. You know what, Pastor Smith, you said something, and we're going to adopt that for our ministry. Amen. We got to do make sure
amen.
We are doing a maintenance check. Amen. We got to do
amen.
A maintenance check. And that is so true. And when you broke that down, especially in the military, my God, that is so accurate for as a spiritual maintenance check as well. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to have to constantly do maintenance checks, saints of God. And I want you to begin to, let's start today. You know, those that is listening, begin to do a maintenance check on you. If you to the place to where you don't want to deal with somebody, mess with somebody, talk with somebody, especially their brother and sister in Christ, amen, in Christ. It's one thing where we have to use wisdom with an individual. It's another thing when I don't want to deal with an individual, amen. And if you to that place
amen.
Or to that point, you need to do a maintenance check and realize that it's something wrong with you, not them, amen. It's something wrong with you.
Amen.
And we got to understand that to be a better saint, a better child of God, we got to be individual that is mature in God. Amen. And when you see a brother and sister got an issue, got a problem, it's not I don't want to deal with you. I have to use certain wisdom and to help you. Amen. So therefore, my God Almighty, so therefore, you know, that we're going to work together to help you or help you for you could see yourself or see issues. Some people don't even know, you know what, Pastor Smith, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to come to the place where I had to realize that some people doesn't know that they have certain issues in them because nobody ever brought it to them. And what happened
amen.
To them, they go through life and they go through different things with not nobody telling them anything, and all they realize that nobody don't want to be bothered with them. Nobody don't want to
amen.
Talk to them. Nobody don't want to do. But, so we got to understand that we have to do something as saints of God. If you see something in your brothers and sisters, the Bible says the righteous judges the righteous. So basically,
amen.
You know, if I see something in my brothers and sisters, let me go to my brothers and sister, you know, I give respect to individuals that say, you know what, I want to come to the table with my brothers and sisters. I want to share this with them. They hurt me about this. They said this here. Because a brother and sister, they might not know that they dealing with such of an issue in them until something is put, a magnifier or something is put on them. I'm ready for somebody to come talk to me and say, Pastor, you know what? You know what I'm saying? You know, my wife does that with me all the time. She likes sandpaper. And she's like, baby, we got to, you need a little bit more this, a little bit more that. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, baby? Yeah, you're right. You know what I mean? So, you know, let's make sure we help us to one another. My God, you got to understand something, saints of God. This is, I want to say this, and I'm going to get ready to get off. This is the greatest movement that is starting to happen for the body of Christ in church. Right now, the world is in a place that where they need leaders to come together. They need example. They need people to come with them in love. But if we operate in division and we operate in envy, why in the world they want to come to a place to bring to a place to rest and refuge to get their hope and get empowered back again? These are things are really people are losing loved ones. People are losing their lives in storms and earthquakes. People are losing their life. People have to rebuild and don't have the finances to rebuild. They retire and all the different things. This is the greatest position that the church has been set up to harvest in. But if we got division, we got issues, we got different things going on with ourselves, how in the world we're going to begin to help somebody or God begin to release people my God Almighty. Let's understand that the church is a hospital, and hospitals have many workers. They have nurse assistants. They have tech. They have all kinds of people that working in there. But I got a question for you. Are you trying to dress up as a nurse, but yet you need to be a patient? God bless you. We're going to get ready to get out of here. God bless each and every one of you. My God, listen, saints of God, tonight at 7 p.m., we're going to be rocking the house with our very own mother, Helen. She's going to bring forth the word. You know, we thank God for her. Very strong mother,
Amen. My
God Almighty, and just holding things up, my God, not only spiritually, but also in her own personal life. I know many of you don't caught the drive-by. She done been blessing a lot of you. My God, we're going to keep mother, keep dropping them wisdom, and keep giving us things to empower our earth. You know what, Pastor Smith, it was a good segment. I thank God for you, my God. Always drop some profound wisdom pertaining to the spirit. Saints of God, let's make sure we take this under consideration. Let's make sure we're doing our maintenance check. I'm going to be saying that a lot because we're going to adopt this, my God, and put that in our file cabinet. Maintenance check. Amen. Let's make sure we're doing our maintenance check, and we're going to have some steps that are going to help you for you to begin to do a maintenance check on your spiritual life and on yourself. God bless each and every one of you. We'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. Not 7:30, 7 p.m. because I know First Lady, she's going to get me for saying that one. 7 p.m. God bless each and every one of you. And once again, listen, I want you to go to GoFundMe. Type in Mother Walker. Type in Mother Walker. I want you to begin to sow, give donation, so we can keep helping our very own to build. Amen. Keep helping. I thank God for everyone that have been calling, asked what they could do, and asked what they help. Right now, our first phase, we're going to need finances. And after the finances of certain things started, we're going to need $1,600. I want to put this out there. We're going to be needing $1,600 to get the structure work on the house to get that started, get that begin to work. Amen. And after we start taking up finances, we get the finances where it needs to be. And yes, we are going to need laborers and helpers right after that. Amen. So right now, our first phase we need is $1,600 for we can begin the structure on the house, begin to get the work. And if you want to see what we're talking about, please go to GoFundMe, Mother Walker, put in her name in the search. It is Mother Walker, and you'll see a white house with a tree on it. Click on that, and you'll see pictures and different things up under there. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We love you. Let's keep moving. Let's keep helping one another. And let's understand that our brothers and sisters, they are not perfect, not by a long shot. It's our duty to keep praying for them as they pray for us. And we both going to get to a place to where God having a smile upon us. God bless each and every one of you.